This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens saying that a suspected gunman has been arrested. He was heard there on WSB-TV in Atlanta. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police in Atlanta say the man suspected of killing one woman and wounding four has been apprehended. 24-year-old Deion Patterson is accused of opening fire in a medical practice waiting room.
He was captured just northwest of Atlanta. He is a former Coast Guardsman. His mother says he has been suffering from some mental instability. Should your kids be on social media?
Four U.S. senators, two Republicans and two Democrats, are introducing legislation to prohibit young children from using social media. Democratic Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii says the bill is simple.
12 and under, you're off. 13 through 17, you need your parents' permission. And 13 through 17, no algorithmic boosting. And I think people appreciate the simplicity. If a parent can't understand the bill, it's hard for them to rally behind it.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says many parents feel powerless when it comes to monitoring their children on social media.
They have the right and the responsibility to raise their kids at home and in school and when they're out in the town, yet they don't feel like they have the same empowerment online.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has shown up in the Netherlands on a surprise visit to The Hague, home to the International Criminal Court, which has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin. This comes a day after Zelensky denied that Ukrainian forces were responsible for what the Kremlin called an attempt to assassinate Putin in a drone attack. Eight people have died in an overnight fire in the Czech Republic. This was southeast of Prague. Media reports say those who died were likely homeless people in a shelter. Cause of the fire not yet known. This is AP News. Now about a new vaccine. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The Food and Drug Administration approved the first vaccine for RSV. RSV is a cold-like nuisance for some people, but it can be life-threatening for the very young, the very old, and people with certain high-risk health problems. Dr. William Schaffner, director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, says the vaccine is from GSK and it's called Arexvy.
What we want to do is keep you out of the hospital, and it looks to be about 80% effective in being able to prevent severe lower respiratory infection.
Adults 60 and older could get vaccinated starting in the fall, but first the CDC must decide if every senior really needs RSV protection or only those considered at high risk. The FDA is considering competitor Pfizer's similar vaccine for older adults. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.